Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The summer's almost come to an end, and I'm trying not to remember her again. Summer breeze whistling through the trees, even sweet honeybees sing she's the bee's knees. Summer in Tokyo, the hottest one I know. Summer in Tokyo is all I know. Summer in Tokyo, hottest one I know. Summer in Tokyo is all I wanna know.
Into Ibiza, yo, I've been to Geneva, but summer in Tokyo is the only place in the world that I could see your 500 days of summer. Sounds like a dream. In Tokyo, 50 days later, she's gone faster than an ultraviolet beam. Beach days down in Zushi, she knows all the best spots for sushi. Summer, she got me loopy, like a pirate looking for the booty. Feeling droopy from the boozy, drink a drink out of a koozie. She a cutie, rapping Lil Uzi. This summer is quite the doozy.
Summer in Tokyo, the hottest one I know. Summer in Tokyo is all I know. Summer in Tokyo, the hottest one I know. Summer in Tokyo is all I wanna know.
Can't beat the heat, humidity, the vapor rising off the street. You can keep Central Park, cause here in Tokyo we got yo-yo gi, barbecue and chew hot, Sapporo beer and chicken thigh. It's about to go off, we about to fly, skyscraper high. But before I die, at least one more drunken skunk in summer night. Put your hands in the air if you're feeling alright. Rep Tokyo, Shinjuku, Shibuya and Harajuku, Roppongi and Ikebuku, and every little ass bar in Golden Guy.
The summer's almost come to an end, and I'm trying not to remember her again. Summer breeze whistling through the trees, even sweet honeybees sing she's the bee's knees. Summer in Tokyo, the hottest one I know. Summer in Tokyo is all I know. Summer in Tokyo, hottest one I know. Summer in Tokyo is all I wanna know.
That was Summer in Tokyo by Rocky Romero. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop, a professional wrestling podcast. My name's Tarek. I'm coming to you from a North London tower block, the fourth floor in the UK, London, England. Saying hello, thank you for joining me. I hope you're doing well. I was going to say in these troubling times, but everyone seems to just not like in the apocalypse. Is it the apocalypse? I don't know. We should try and steer away from that, because I'm imagining that's all you've heard all week. So let's try and not talk about the virus, but it's blatantly going to come up. But they were apparently filming WrestleMania last night, so I think they should take this opportunity to make WrestleMania really wacky. You can do all sorts of special effects now and add in green screen and have... You could make John Cena invisible. You could make The Fiend, like, do some mad stuff. You could make The Undertaker have actual superpowers. So let's see if they go with that. I think they might, because this is going to be a WrestleMania like no other. I've been watching wrestling with no crowd all week. I imagine you have been too. But let's just get on with the show. Otherwise, we'll be too stuck up in talking about stuff we shouldn't be talking about. But I do hope you're well. Do let me know what it's like in your part of the world. You can contact me if you can figure out how. Let's just do it like that. There's very easy ways to contact me. But this is the Atomic Drop, which is a collection of songs, sounds, wrestler promos. Just a nice load of stuff to listen to, leave on in the background. If you like wrestling, if you like music, if you like sound, if you like fill in the silence, this is for you. We're going to kick off this week's Atomic Drop with an act called Atomic Drop, so I'm very fond of them already. This is a one-man project from Virginia Beach in the USA. Lucas Taylor. Lucas Bad News Taylor, otherwise known as Atomic Drop. He's released a whole album this year called Midcard Purgatory, which is a load of thrash metal songs about professional wrestling you find on Bandcamp. We're kicking off with something from that. This is a song called Harley Race. I'll be back at the end to tell you exactly what you've been listening to.
I am not going to allow any human being to insult me or this. When I say that, I mean it in dead sincerity. When I walk in that ring, I'm walking in there as world's heavyweight champion. I'm walking in there to defend what I hold probably more close than any other man has ever held. This is my life.
This is my life. This is my life. This is my life. World champion. This is my life. This is my life. This is my life. World champion.
I'll race, I'll break your face. Make your finger and juice. The secret is on God's finger. Leave your black and blue. Hung my hand and let her fall. Neither of them. This is my life. This is my life. This is my life. World champion. This is my life. This is my life. This is my life. World champion.
We'll be right back. talk about being cock of the walk. You've heard your Thunderbolt Pattersons. You've heard them all, Ole Anderson. They all talk about being the man. Flair parades around saying that he is the ultimate man. But buddy, this is symbolic of being everything that any human being ever wanted to be. That man is Harley Race. And for one of those individuals that I've mentioned, or the various others, to beat me, then let them walk around and claim to be what they are.
One more thing to say before we go, and like I said, Brian is not responsible. All the places you download your podcast, they're not responsible. But old shit stain, Vince Russo, went crazy on worldwide television. You should have seen the unedited version. The reason why he went crazy is he was a butt fucking loser. He begs, pleads to fuck my ugly ass. I hate him worse than Mike Johnson. You probably do live in your in-law's basement. Mentally unstable goof. I want him to die. I make money off murdering him. I do it for enjoyment. I don't give a fuck. You're in Evansville now. It's not that far away. I'll come to your home address where his wife's family is from. Nobody's ever going to know that it's even going to happen until after it happens, when nobody hears from you anymore. And apparently he lives in his in-law's basement, I guess, since you're an unemployed failure. Nobody believes in you anymore, you fucking piece of shit. You're a laughing stock. Your wife a crack whore. Your mother sucked dicks for dimes and dive bars. Your father gave government secrets to the Nazis. That fucking goofy fucking douchebag jock sniffing whore. Failure Dixie Carter had to keep it secret that she was fucking Vince Russo. But it has been put on worldwide YouTube for posterity forever. I bet you can't even get your dick hard anymore, Vince. Why don't you grow a sick? You probably don't know where your next fucking meal is coming from, and you can't provide for your family if you're in such a miserable state and you're living on food stamps. Your wife's probably ready to divorce you. That miserable sack of snake feces. Bret Hart said you ought to be hung in a parking lot. Must really give you erectile dysfunction. You say you want to meet me face to face, and you want me to say all these things to you in person instead of behind your back. Well, Vince, I got an offer for you. You send me a date and a time and an address. No cops, no guns, and no knives. I'm going to do what the fuck I've wanted to do almost since the first day I met your miserable ass. And if you don't fucking take me up on that, shut your fucking dick licker from now on. You piece of shit. Send me the date, the time, and the place, or shut the fuck up. Fuck up. Fuck up. Fuck up. Fuck up.
I wish I was crazy. I took for granted. I think when things popping out of my bed. And I wish I was crazy. I took for granted. Then I wouldn't have to put up with your shame. And I wish I was crazy. I took for granted.
for the first time in WWE history, WrestleMania is just too big for just one night. And as of last week, it is official, the Phenomenal One and the Phenom will go at it at WrestleMania. And I don't care. I don't care what night it's on. I don't care if it's Saturday, Sunday. I don't care. Pick one. Although The Undertaker, maybe he cares, because I'm not sure when his wife, Michelle McCool, lets him come out of the house. You know, this guy's totally lost control of everything. He has no control whatsoever. It's like last week when he walked down to that ring and he had those big stretchy pants on, like when you're pregnant. You know what I'm talking about? The ones where they're like stretchy.
Like adult pants? No.
Those are diapers. Those are diapers, and he may or may not have had those on. You know what I'm talking about, Gallus, like that for when you're pregnant.
Maternity pants!
Yes! Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And he looked like this gothic version of, like, Dog the Bounty Hunter? No. Even better. A gothic version of the Tiger King. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you will. That's a sweet burn. Trust me on that one. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of tigers, did you see on Undertaker's Twitter account? Did you see this?
Twitter?
Yeah, he's got a Twitter. It's ridiculous. The Undertaker has a Twitter account. And on that Twitter account, something surfaced, a picture, video, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I couldn't watch it. But all I saw was the Undertaker swimming with a tiger at some kind of, like, rescue tiger thing.
Myrtle Beach Safari.
Like, you've been there. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Don't take my word for it. Check it out. It's right here. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm like, come on, guys. Jeez. It's real. I mean, this guy is talking about tigers. I mean, who is this man? Has he lost completely control of himself? I mean, ever since he lost his match to Brock Lesnar, the streak was ended. He hasn't been the same since. And I know I wanted to take the Undertaker's soul, but it seems like Michelle McCool, his wife, has beaten me to it. Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, his mystique is gone, and I wish I could tell you this is the first time it's happened. But no. He gets on Twitter, and he likes this, he likes that, and he's posting selfies on Instagram. Who is this man? Where has he gone? I don't want the Mark Calloway that's posting selfies, getting on Twitter and writing this and that. I don't want that. I want the Undertaker from yesteryear. That's who I want. And he's nowhere to be found. But oh, Humble Styles here is going to give the WWE Universe what they want. I'm going to give you, the WWE Universe, what you want to see. I'm going to bring back the dead man. I'm going to bring back the dead man in a match that he would love to be in. Right in his wheelhouse. A boneyard match. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, this is your match, Taker. This is for you. Hey, listen. When it's over, because I said I was going to bury you, I got the perfect place picked out, the perfect plot for you. And ironically enough, it is the same plot that Michelle McCool, your wife, picked out when she buried your career.
Wow. Well, I came in here to entertain. This game is not to bore ya, but I'm kicking shit to violins like Shinsuke Nakamura. Hit him with the double knees, Kinshasa came to floor ya like some fluffy carpet. Why'd you start this? Couldn't beat the aura. I lock it down like parking brakes, got beats that's made to order. They tasty like they came from out the broiler, so enjoy them. I feel like snipers at me like I came across the border. Even if they had a wall, I'm bouncing over spring of order. From Michigan to Florida, ain't no doubter, kinda sorta. So back to California and Greece to the Meteora. That IBP gon' hit them in no particular order. I just bounced a destination, so call me the teleporter. I'm crashing through the mortar and taking out the supporters on a quest to find supporters, cause our days are getting shorter. So now I'm your informer, exporter, and hoarder. I ain't letting go of nothing now. Attention, all promoters.
If you with me, holla therapy and watch me shut it down. Say it with me, IBP, you ain't fucking with me now. If you look in my direction, get an alligator smile. Say it with me, IBP, now I'm creeping in your house. If you follow me, team therapy, then watch as we announce. Say it with me, IBP, ain't no fuckeries allowed. I'm just saying, if you hatin', get that dick up out your mouth. Say it with me, IBP, therapy up in your house.
Not a wrestler like Brock, but I keep my pen in a Kimura lock until my circulation stops like some sort of thrombotic block. I am not a follower, so you can see me lead the flock. Lyrically infectious, worse than septic shock. Call the doc, or call the therapist and start with a session. Make the treatment more aggressive so you see the progression. Cause I ain't never slowing up, but watching for insurance cuts. My bank account is stacking up like packages on FedEx trucks. Vision cloudy, but I never walk blind. I'm just taking over everything like Amazon Prime. Knocking at your doorstep and I didn't need a forklift. I just came with bars atrocious in the proper medicated dosage. I'm like the fiend telling rappers stay quiet. When I knock on the door, they let me in like Bray Wyatt. But told him hold the phone, he splash on him like Samoa Joe and toss him like the perfect throw, so put him on the radio.
If you with me, holla therapy and watch me shut it down. Say it with me, IBP, you ain't fucking with me now. If you look in my direction, get an alligator smile. Say it with me, IBP, now I'm creeping in your house. If you follow me, team therapy, then watch as we announce. Say it with me, IBP, ain't no fuckeries allowed. I'm just saying, if you hatin', get that dick up out your mouth. Say it with me, IBP, therapy up in your house.
I had to ask him how he feeling when his canister cracked, cause I came and hit him with the mask like Aleister Black. Put me in the jungle with a book of matches and an axe, and I'll be back off that survival tip and make a new track. Feeling strong enough for pushing every challenger back. Got him studying my style on the examiner rack, with a handout for my kitchenware to eat off that. They expecting steak, but wasn't there when I was eating frozen crap. Hard struggling, harder than rock shoveling, coming with bars troubling, freaky like Lars Sullivan. Look through beats rummaging, kinda like hard shuffling. It all comes crumbling, turn up the heat, loving it. Weed pipe plumbing it, stuffing it with cruddy shit. Faster than a double skip over some deep muddy shit. People that meet me say, ooh, so crazy like Rikishi, cause I speak my pieces freely, gotta see it to believe me.
If you with me, holla therapy and watch me shut it down. Say it with me, IBP, you ain't fucking with me now. If you look in my direction, get an alligator smile. Say it with me, IBP, now I'm creeping in your house. If you follow me, team therapy, then watch as we announce. Say it with me, IBP, ain't no fuckeries allowed. I'm just saying, if you hatin', get that dick up out your mouth. Say it with me, IBP, therapy up in your house. If you with me, holla therapy and watch me shut it down. Say it with me, IBP, you ain't fucking with me now. If you look in my direction, get an alligator smile. Say it with me, IBP, now I'm creepin' in your house. If you follow me, team therapy, then watch as we announce. Say it with me, IBP, ain't no fuckeries allowed. I'm just saying, if you hatin', get that dick up out your mouth. Say it with me, IBP, therapy up in your house. Therapy up in your house.
His neon tights, he takes off his passive bands and then he kills the light. They tear down the ring in the bingo hall. It's a constant reminder of how the mighty fall.
this night he gives his all. For the faithful fans at the bingo.
Bad knees in a shitty town. Driving the circuit south in a shitty van. Never held a belt like he had hoped. Keeps paying the bills by jumping off that top rope.
Long way back.
Family, y'all.
He's out there working for you people, jumping off that top rope. Won't you give this man a little respect? He was one of the Rockets, goddammit.
Long way back to 1989. They were rockers, yeah.
At the bingo hall.
That was the goddamn Dirty Outfit with the Ballad of Marty Jannetty. You have been listening to the Atomic Drop, which you I are fully aware of. Okay, over the course of today's Atomic Drop, you heard two things from Jim Cornette. First of all, you heard a Resin 47 remix in one of Jim's rants. Sick, man, I liked it. And also you heard Minor Inconvenience with a song called Jim Cornette. You also heard MC The Therapist with his song Wrestlers. We heard AJ Styles. Like, that was his promo off Raw this week, and it is incredible. And do seek out that Undertaker Tiger video if you can. And I think that's everything. But anyway, I need to get out of here because I like to keep these shows to half hour. And we're going to go over today, but oh well. Until next week, and there will be next week, because it'll be our WrestleMania special. Although I'm reading reports that people are dropping like flies at WrestleMania. But enjoy the week. Don't keep your chin up. And, you know, social distancing. Oh, I could do another half hour on this whole situation, but I'm not going to. Wrestling podcast. Take it easy. Thanks for listening. Look after yourselves. And be safe out there. Take care. Ta-ta.
Achoo!
Big old beats on the chat.
Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Ooh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Ooh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. I'ma chill at the crib cause I'm safe here. ain't even about to drink me a Corona beer. I'm about to stay at the crib for about a year, and I ain't coming back out until this shit clear. I done bought me a mask and a lot of gloves, and I still feel like that is not enough. I ain't shaking no hands, I don't wanna hug. Make sure you wash your hands with a lot of love. So if you got that CV, they gon' find you. If you coughing, I ain't trying to be around you. I ain't even trying to stand beside or behind you. I'ma try to help them motherfuckers find you. I ain't even about to hop on no plane. I ain't even about to stand in the rain. I ain't getting on no train. I ain't even about to drive in my lane. I'm about to stay in the house and play the game. Bitch, move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.